Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Reel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Campbell picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Campbell. Davis moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer strikes out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Burns scores. Campbell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Tigers, 1, Browns, 1. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill fires to first and has Schultz trapped. There's the throw to Rogel, who tags Schultz for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis is hit by the pitch. Whitehill moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell fires to second and picks off Whitehill for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Levy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Real fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Sharon moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Sharon moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Webb takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0-for-1 in the game. Real takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Schult takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Levy bunts in front of the plate. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to third. Melillo moves to second. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley strikes out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sharon is hit by the pitch. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell bunts towards third. Real fields it and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to second. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Goslin steals third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Real fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. with two walks. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Lovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lovey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Real fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sharon bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Real hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a line drive towards first. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Izzy Goldstein now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Real settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Real is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.